Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
They sang a new song saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou art slain, and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests. We shall reign on the earth." And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the numbers of them was 10,000 times 10,000. And thousands of thousands saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen, amen, amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that lives forever and ever. Amen. Raise your hands wherever you are and cry out, "Lord, thou art worthy, Lord, Lamb of God, to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing." Hallelujah. Give him a big clap offering. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Awesome. There is a smoke of glory here tonight as we have been worshiping. I didn't want to interrupt. Really, there is a flow, and just I'm going to share a few thoughts, and we just want to ride the wave of praise and worship and thanksgiving. So wonderful. Give the worship team a big clap, will you? Thank you, guys, for helping us and coming into the presence. I want to congratulate each of you that's here. I'm so proud of you that at this time you have chosen the best thing. You can do a lot of different other things, but you have chosen the best because you want to come and give honor and praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So well done. Well done. Turn to your neighbor. Say, "Well done, neighbor. Well done. You chose wisely." Well done. We want to put ourselves also in context. We are at the time that there are certain things that if we are wise, we should be happening. And we should not just count on other people doing certain things. There is a duty. You made us, it says here, kings and priests. And thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests. So this is your identity. God has made you through the blood of Jesus, has given you an identity. You are a king and a priest. But they have duties. They have priests have responsibility. It's not like, "Oh, well, golly, I am a priest." No. The priests have certain things to do. You offer worship and thanks, and you connect the people on earth to the living God, to his presence. So you are connectors. You are holy connectors of the glory, of the power, of the name of Jesus. And then you are the one, your authority. Say authority. So, because you are a king, you have a kingly office that God has, through the blood of Jesus, has made you kings and priests. And it kind of sometimes takes an effort for you, but you will find that the most an amazing time, suddenly, the Lord will use you to intervene and see certain breakthroughs that would not have happened without you and you taking your place as a priest or as a king. Kings of authority. Say authority. So, and Jesus said, "All authority has been given unto me." So authority comes from Jesus, right? So you are receiving from the King of Glory authority to pray tonight and to shape certain things. So by our praise, by your praise tonight, by our worship tonight, you are shaping certain things. And then we put ourselves in context that in this last 2 weeks, if you'll notice, 2-3 weeks, that there is, on one hand, there has been, things are getting more and more intense, all right? The wicked things are getting even more wicked, where you never thought, looked at the nations, looked at America, for example, or Great Britain in 70 years ago after the war, or 60 years ago. And now you look at, and you see the wicked has gotten more wicked. And therefore, I'm praying that God's grace, that the righteous will be more righteous, that there will be more grace flowing on the ones whom God has ordained to be kings and priests. So some of you, I could not believe when I heard, some of you may have heard, you know, again, I'm putting us ourselves, on one hand, we have our heavenly office, we see this heavenly scenario, and it's wonderful, it is appropriate that we put ourselves connected with our headquarters in glory, that is great. But we must be real and say, this: we are in the midst of this and this and this, and we realize ourselves. And therefore, what we are doing right now, the theme of our watch focus tonight is, Lord, for all this, you know, praise God, the last 40 plus days, we have been fasting and praying as a corporate body. And that does not mean it's over. Whereas the Lord leads, continue. If on an individual basis you feel like, I want to pray more for my family, or pray and fast for such and such cause, and there are many important causes. So, but I never thought that I would see this kind of scenario acted out, where a governor, this is not just a regular, a governor of a state, and I'll be specific, governor of Virginia, and he said, we believe now we're at a place where we can, if a baby is born, she's healthy, she's living, she's fine, but the baby is born, we can take it aside, make it comfortable, and then basically what it was meant was, we are going, if the mother and the doctor decide, it's not because the baby would be in bad health, but if we decide, we can kill that baby. That's what, he was not even diplomatic about it. That's blatantly said that. And that the New York State Assembly passed an almost, let's say, an ultimate abortion bill that on the last day, even as in the last few hours before a baby is about to be born, you can kill that baby. And you say, are they saying, is this really possible that they would be discussing the abortion to the ultimate degree that I never thought would be? Remember in 73, when I remember I was in graduate school, and they said, well, we are making abortion legal, very, very rare, in the most rarest circumstances, when the mother's life is in danger or the baby is about to expire or whatever, that they would do, rarely that would be allowed the abortion. But it's slowly, it'll creep along, and then pretty fast, here we are just a few weeks ago and say, well, we believe in the ultimate infanticide. So God is very clear, the Bible is very clear, thou shalt not kill. And that the baby is, there's no doubt, the baby is a baby, he's a living human being. And you can say whatever, you know, that's a molecule. No, that's a baby. Whatever terminology that we could, I'm just finding ourselves in context. In the midst of it, God says, you are a king and a priest. And we are going to, as a corporate body, exercise our place. And so we have been praying in a corporate manner, corporate fast, which is one of the most powerful weapons in God's armory. Just want you to know, one person is powerful praying, but if you connect several people together, not only praying, but fasting and praying, it is explosive. The power of that group agreeing in prayer. So I just want you to know there are things about to be answered. God is about to loose his visitation. He is about to break loose in the heavenlies, and we are going to see the glory breaking through, and God is going to hear our cries. We have prayed, therefore, of a national awakening. Lord, arise. Let from sea to shining sea, Lord, from coast to coast, give America a visitation. And we pray, may that not stop with America. May it visit Canada. May it visit Mexico. May it visit Great Britain and France and Germany. There was a time where there was, just about 500 years ago, great revival of the word and of churches being renewed, people being renewed, entire communities with that we call the Reformation, that changed language, that changed entire art forms, that changed cities, the way education was. The Reformation touched everything because of the waves of glory and revival came. So this is in context we are looking. And then I want to tell you that God wants to answer individual families' prayers, that this is the time and this is the year 2019 that many of our prayers for our families, for the salvation of children. I've seen so many, but the last 2 weeks, Michael was with me in Cincinnati, and there was such a hunger in that city. We were going to start the meeting at 7:30, and they said at 4 o'clock, they were knocking down the doors, and they were packed out at around 4 o'clock. There was such a hunger that they couldn't keep them out. They were just packed in because there was a cry, Lord, we want revival. Lord, we want to see you move, oh God. So, and then yet you see, and then the week before, Heather was with us, with Pastor Bonnie and I, as we were in Louisiana. And there was, again, such a hunger for God. But yet, at the same time, almost every third family had someone in their family that was in addiction, that had the power of addiction was taking place. So here, there is a battle between light and darkness, between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. There are people so deluded, may not be evil, but they are complete delusion, so that they would kill. The killing of a baby they consider is a benefit. And you say, oh, what delusion? How you can't fathom that this is the kind of cruelty that they would make legal. And we're living in this society, and we're asking, Lord, awaken the nation and let there be such a mighty wave of glory. So we don't look at, we are not defined. First, we are defined by the heavenly glory. That's why I so appreciate that we could, and that you are joining your voice at this time to come at this hour and praise the name of the Lord and say, Jesus is Lord over our nation and over the nations of the earth. We don't care what the devil is doing, but we're first going to look at the living God. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive praise and worship. And that we take up our mantle, our priestly mantle, our kingly mantle. And we have 40 days. We have fasted, repented, cried out for a great awakening, the fresh wave of signs and wonders and miracles of healing and deliverance. We've set the groundwork in prayer for the 2020 elections. We continue to repent and pray for a shift in our nation regarding the sin of abortion. This is one of the reasons we corporately fast and seek the face of the Lord for our land. Let us conclude our 40-day corporate fast with a concentrated season of thanksgiving and praise. Thank the Lord for hearkening to our prayers and hearing our cry. Lift up praise for a shield of protection over us, over Israel, over President Trump, Vice President Pence, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and over all who look to the God of Israel. Let us continue to cultivate the attitude of gratitude that unlocks God's blessings all year long through 2019. Press in through praise for God's mighty breakthrough for our families, every family. So we pray for each of the families represented here, for your children ahead of time. We are laying a groundwork for signs, miracles, breakthroughs, for blessing and promotion, for guidance, for protection, for each of our children, for our babies, for our children growing up, that no weapon formed against them can prosper. We are laying a groundwork that we are going to see our children grow up in the values that honor Jesus Christ, that honor the biblical values. We are jealous for our children, that they're going to grow up in the knowledge of the living God, that we are from our hearts, we're crying out, and that be confident that the Lord is answering our prayers. So our eyes are not on the abortionists and the wicked people who would do different weird things. You know that in certain places in Britain, people literally, it looks like, and you can confirm it or say nay, but there are people who, if you someone says, I am, you look at them, they'll look like a man, they behave like a man, all of them, but if they feel that they are like a woman, and you use the wrong terminology, and if the man says, I'm a woman, then you have to call her she. And if she is, will sit down or something. And if you use the wrong word, you can be arrested now. It's really just bizarre where things have gone. And it's like delusion, and lie, and it makes you want to lie. You are forced to lie. You say, that's a horse. That's not a horse. That's a rabbit. And why? Because the government says so. So you have to say, okay, you are a rabbit. And your eyes are saying, oy vey, I thought it was a horse. Anyway, so you know what I mean. But this is a factor, you know, Jordan Peterson, isn't it? That's his name, the man, that clinical psychology professor, brilliant, one of the most amazing intellectuals. But it was more than a year, 2 years ago now, that in Canada, they made a law where whatever a person calls, if a he says I'm a she, then you're forced under the law to say she. But he said, no, I'm not going to do that, I can't. And he got into major trouble, but he's become a great spokesman for righteousness or good sense, just good sense. Anyway, it's an interesting time we live in, and I wanted to refer to some scriptures as we put ourselves at the end of the 40-day fast and know that God, we're coming to God, and we're going to flow in praise and thanksgiving. We're going to say, Lord, all these prayers, as we have fasted and prayed, Lord, for our children, for our families, for our nation, for Israel, for our cities, Lord, we break the strongholds of addiction. Lord, we pray, Lord, all our families be strong in the Lord. Let our children not be touched by any power of darkness. Lord, give us revival. Thank you, Lord, also for recovery and restoration of our economy. There are a lot of things we have been praying for and thanking the Lord, and we want to see signs and wonders and miracles and awakenings. So I want to point, number one, to scripture in the book of James, chapter 5, and the last part of that, James, the last part of verse 16. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How much more the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous group of people. And the blood of Jesus makes us righteous. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. This is like just, he was just like us, the Bible says. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3.5 years. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I want to look at a critical time in the life of Elijah. Elijah, the Lord's giving us that this was a model man who knew how to pray. So we look at one of the critical times in Elijah and in the history of God's people. And it's in 1 Kings 18, verse 3. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." So all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And see, that's key, the altar, the place of prayer, of worship. That you cannot, it's important for us to keep that whole, to repair the altar. And that neglected. It's funny how the people go through up and down in the history of the people of Israel. We learn a lot. We look at the Old Testament, and God has given us the Word, the entire Word, the Old and the New Testament, for us to learn, for instructions, to example, and to inspire us. This was, verse 29. I was going to start with the whole scenario where this is a competition between the people of God and the people who are for false gods. And in the previous verses, Elijah, there's a battle between the prophets of Baal and the demonic worship and the people of God. Elijah is the representative of the Lord and the righteous prophet. And Elijah, it says in verse 22, then Elijah said to the people, "I alone am left, a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Therefore, let them give us two bulls. Let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it in pieces, laid on the wood, but put no fire under it, and I'll prepare the other bull, laid on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then you call on the name of your gods, and I'll call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God." I love that title, the God who answers by fire. Say, the God who answers by fire. This is supernatural fire. He is God. So all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken." Now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one bull for yourselves. Prepare it first, for you are many. Call on the name of the God, but put no fire under it." So they took the bull which was given them. They prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, "O Baal, hear us." But there was no voice, no one answered. Then they leaped about the altar which they had made. So it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, "Cry aloud, for he's God. Either he's meditating, or he's busy, or he's on a journey, or perhaps he's sleeping. Must be awakened." So they cried aloud and cut themselves, as was their custom, with knives and lances, until the blood gushed out on them. And when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come near to me." So all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Israel shall be your name." And remember, at this time, Israel, the tribes have been separated. There are two strong tribes in one area and then 10 tribes in that section. But he does not believe in the division. He says, "We are one people, 12 tribes." And he puts the 12 stones together. And then with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord, made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, laid it on the wood, and said, "Fill 4 water pots with water. Pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood." Then he said, "Do it a second time." They did it a second time. And he said, "Do it a third time." They did it at a third time. So the water ran all around the altar. And he also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now, when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there. That seems pretty drastic, but that's how they did it in the Old Testament. I shouldn't be laughing. Why should I? But these are the enemies of God. They have been sacrificing, murdering, killing God's people. And the prophets of Baal were very, very wicked. And so they were executed. Then Elijah said to him, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. So there is a division. The Lord who answers by fire. Say the God who answers by fire. And the supernatural fire comes and consumes it. We have one of the most unique stories in our ministry is when I was in the city of Kananga and the sorcerers were putting curses on our meetings, and the Lord told me to take authority over the spirit of witchcraft. And as I did so, the fire came from the sky and consumed the sorcerer's tree. So in our book, Only Love Can Make a Miracle, you can see the picture of, I mean, literally the pastors heard about it, the local pastor, and that they took me to this tree. And I saw how fire, it had burned from the top down. And the sorcerers, their eyes were temporarily burned. And 2 years ago in Tübingen, I think I've told you, there was a beautiful young lady who is now a physician, ran up and hugged me and said, my papa. And were you there on that trip? It was Sarah who was with us that trip, or? Huh? Yeah. Anyway, well, we have a picture of Irene. Yeah, there she is. Boy, you guys are fast. That she's a physician. But she was the granddaughter of the chief sorcerer. And her mother, they all became Christians, including the chief sorcerer, came to the Lord. When they saw the supernatural fire, the Lord fall from the sky, and they turned to the living God. So the sorcerer, his daughters, they all came to the Lord. She and that family immigrated to Germany. And she's the granddaughter. And I'm so glad that the Lord reminding me our work continues. And that he is God, the God who answered by fire. And so it's an amazing story. Here it is. Here is Elijah prophetically speaking, saying, go up, eat and drink. There is the sound of abundance of rain. And we want to, prophetically at this hour as we come to the conclusion of seeking God's face in this fast, we want to say, Lord, we cry out. We prophesy there is a sound of the abundance of rain, that he is answering us. And then Elijah went up to the top of the mountain, Mount Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. This is, you know, a wonderful picture of intercession. And said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. We have, that's, I just want to lay down apologetic that it is important and scriptural. So when do we quit? We will keep on praising and thanking the Lord, and from time to time, pray, seek His face, and when we need to again, we will fast and pray again. But we are seeking for answers. We are seeking one of the things. We were praying, Lord, give us grace to pray against cancer. So give us supernatural breakthroughs. You'll find cancer is almost like a plague besides addiction, opioid addiction. And we want to pray a dome of protection. We want to plead the blood of Jesus over God's people and over our nation. Lord, give us victory. As we pray, Lord, give us supernatural healings and miracles where the doctors say, and we have seen this over and over, but I want to say we want to see more, where the doctor says, this is stage 4 cancer, we have done everything, now go to a hospice. With Donna Woods is one of the classic examples in our ministry, who was sent home with stage 4 breast cancer, and the doctors said, we can't do anything. And she came to one of my services, and I started repeating what she was saying way in the back of the crowd. The glory was falling on her. And it's been almost 14 years since she got healed. So she was given only a few weeks. And she got healed, totally remission. And she's still romping around, taking people to Brazil and other. I mean, she and her husband became ministers of God, and really effective in the Lord, things of the Lord. So we want to prophesy, Lord, as we keep on praying, Lord, we are saying that over this nation, you are going to be releasing your reign. And by faith, Elijah says, I hear the sound of mighty rain. Say, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. And then the servant is sent. Do you see the cloud? No, I don't see anything. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Jezreel. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now I wanted to put this in the context where in this last week and a half, as I heard about the aggressively voting in the State Assembly of New York, and then the governor of Virginia saying stuff like, that's just the most bizarre for me. I'm not putting accusations against anyone personally, but to speak and describe the scenario, let the baby be taken and wrapped and made comfortable, and what? It's going to be infanticide. That's what he was saying. And that we still have it. There's a choice. Choice to do some of the most wicked things I can think of in the eyes of the Lord. So we are crying, Lord, hear our cry for the land, that we will turn and we will see revival, that we are going to see the latter rain and the former rain, that we're going to see people so powerfully impacted by the glory of God, that multiple millions of people will turn to the presence of the God, that there will no longer be Baal worshipers, but there will be worshipers of the living God. So you are in a right place, I believe. You are relating. I want you to be full of fire, full of the mantle of Elijah. And it is what, what do you want? And he said to Elijah, a double portion of your spirit. And we are praying, Lord, a double portion of the spirit of Elijah come. And God has prophesied in Malachi, I will send Elijah and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and turn the hearts of the children to the fathers before the great and awesome day of the Lord. So we are living in those awesome times where wickedness will get more wicked, but the glory is getting thicker and thicker. The fire of God, the fire of revival, the fire of miracles and signs and wonders is getting more intense. So I am in great expectation as we end, come to conclusion of our 40-day fast, that God is listening to our prayers, that I hear the sound of abundance of rain. We see a cloud, small, teeny, little hand way out there, and we are prophesying. We're a prophetic people. God has made us kings and priests, and we're going to exercise our authority in the name of Jesus. We're going to, wherever God puts you, puts our families, may we rise up in the name of Jesus and speak miracles and signs and wonders and healings. It really was. These last couple of weeks, we have seen some amazing miracles and instant miracles of deaf ears being opened. And I mean, it's been fun to see the journey that the Lord is pouring out His Spirit. It is getting more and more fun. Just want you to know that we don't want to look too much at the darkness, but there are demonic things rising. That's why in one of the recent speeches, the president was saying, President Trump, in El Paso, he made almost a prophetic declaration and a declaration against the power of darkness. And he said one thing, and he said, America will never be a socialist country. And I mean, again and again, two or three times he said, we will not be a socialist country. And it is, you read what the socialism, that it's really, it's another word for communism. But what it did, where it created the massacre of massive millions of people across the earth when it rose up, it put the wealthiest, it's so crazy that you look at the history, in the 1950s, the wealthiest nation in Latin America was Venezuela, with so much oil that it was, they say, the largest reservoir of oil anywhere in the world. And yet, because they chose socialism, there were totally destruction came upon their society. So it's a demonic spirit. The reason I'm not so much into politics, but a lot of us have been trained to recognize demonic spirit. And socialism is a demonic spirit. And it's almost a spirit of madness that will, even though you see the end result is total poverty and lack, where people have to, in Venezuela, thousands of them have to go to the trash bins and get any little morsel of food. Cuba is the same way. But Venezuela is an utter picture of social chaos and poverty, and it's a spirit. And we are, at this time, we want to, as we praise and thank our God, we want to say, Lord, we bind back the demonic spirit of socialism. We pray, Lord, that we thank you for making us a free land, and we bind the demon of Baal and all of these other things. Killing of babies is a demonic thing, and it'll bring waves of darkness. The whole thing of socialism is basically believing a lie and welcoming poverty. So thank God that God has made us an awesome nation that has great wealth, and we are able to bless other nations, that we can feed people when they are in total poverty. We can send food to them and bless them. May America continue to be blessed. And so these are the things, kind of some of the things that are going on in my spirit, saying we have assignments and we're going to stay on the job. Congratulate you and bless you guys. You are here. Keep on praising God. Keep on worshiping and thanking the Lord. And we want to thank you ahead of time. We want to thank you prophetically, Lord, that for all the miracles. Thank you for a full economy. Thank you, Lord God, that jobs and better jobs are available, running out of years. Thank you, Lord. We bind back with our praise, our thanksgiving, these demonic spirits. And we say, let God arise. And we hear prophetically, we are saying like Elijah, we hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Thank you. So, Michael, let us sing some songs about rain and revival and thank the Lord. Are you ready to thank the Lord some more? That he's answering all our prayers, okay? Say, he's answering our prayers. He's answering my prayers. He's answering my family's prayers. He's answering the church's prayers. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand up. Hallelujah. Thou art worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy. I'm going to blow the shofar and say, thank you, Lord, for the victory. You're getting, oh, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let your fire fall on the altar, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. What are we singing, Michael?
We're going to sing, I see a cloud the size of a man's hand.
Oh, yes, sir.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.